Good afternoon. With the storm system traveling directly overhead in the pre-dawn hours and a variety of winter-type precipitation earlier today, our attention is now shifting to the strong gusty winds behind the storm as it departs through New England and into the Canadian Maritimes. High pressure is building in, so the trend will be toward drying things out with more in the way of sunshine through the afternoon, but that wind will gust out of the west-northwest at times over 30, perhaps even 40 miles per hour. Some isolated wind gusts could hit 50 miles per hour through the afternoon, and a wind advisory has been issued to parts of interior New York and New England through the remainder of the day. Overnight tonight, it'll still be blustery and cold, with temperatures continuing their downward trend. Overnight lows averaging near 10 above, with wind chills 0 or below by sunrise tomorrow. Sunny skies with less wind tomorrow, but remaining cold, with highs only in the 20s to around 30. Another weak disturbance will pass through the Ohio Valley and off the mid-Atlantic coast Thursday night and Friday morning. This will bring a chance of snow showers to our area, especially south of I-90 for Friday morning. Skies will remain mostly cloudy during the day, and highs on Friday will only be in the lower 30s. We'll look for quieter weather for the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday back to the mid-30s, and high pressure will bring more sunshine on Sunday afternoon and high temperatures rebounding back up toward 40. Another weak disturbance could produce a couple of rain showers on Monday as temperatures push into the mid-40s, and then a warming trend as we head toward the middle of next week with temperatures on Tuesday reaching up into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, this storm moving through the northeast is producing a lot of snow and ice in northernmost New England. Winter storm warnings remain in effect today for northern Maine, where 6 to 10 inches of snow will fall today with a round of ice as well. Meanwhile, a storm over the northern high plains will move into the southeast over the next 36 hours. This system will produce lower elevation rain and snow from parts of the northern Rockies eastward to the northern high plains today, with the snow moving into parts of the northern plains and mid-Mississippi Valley tonight. As the energy moves onto the plains, showers and thunderstorms will develop over the lower Mississippi Valley into tomorrow morning. Elsewhere, another front will move onshore over the northern parts of California and the Pacific Northwest and produce rain along the coast and into northern California starting this evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at McAllen, Texas and Yuma, Arizona, to a low of 20 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the northeast this afternoon, New York City, windy with increasing sun, temperatures sliding through the 40s, Boston, rain, possibly a thunderstorm, temperatures then drop quickly in the afternoon through the 40s and into the 30s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, windy and cold with snow showers and temperatures staying in the lower and middle 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees. The average low, 21. The record high, 65, set in 1991. And the record low, 4 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:47 p.m. 11 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Windy and turning colder with scattered snow showers today, temperatures sliding through the 20s. Partly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above, though going below zero across the highest terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, still a few rain showers around early this afternoon, then increasing sunshine and wind throughout the day. Temperatures continue to slide back through the 40s and into the 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, windy and turning colder through the day with scattered snow showers, in and out sunshine, temperatures dropping into the 20s. Partly cloudy and breezy with more snow showers around tonight and lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a few passing snow showers and windy today, temperatures continuing to drop through the 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Windy, with increasing sunshine through the day, temperatures continuing to slide or hold in the middle and upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows back into the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but much colder in the middle and upper 20s. Some light snow showers Thursday night and Friday morning, especially south of I-90. Then mostly cloudy in the lower 30s Friday afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds mid-30s on Saturday. Clouds giving way to sun on Sunday near 40. Mid-40s Monday with a rain shower possible. And partly sunny and milder on Tuesday with highs in the lower and middle 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.